Elissa Walker-Campbell, Happy New Year and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And we've got so much to dive into with our next guest because it is time for some NBA news and notes. We're delighted to have back with us CNN World Contributor. He is a feature writer. He is a best-selling author. I would also say he is an NBA junkie. The great Motez Bashara is back with us tonight right here at YSR. Good evening and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Elissa. Thanks for the flattering introduction there.
Well, there's so much to get into. And, you know, coming into the 2015-2016 season, everybody's talking about the Western Conference, how formidable it is as a conference. But you know what? Don't look now. How about the Eastern Conference? You look at that top five. They have certainly exceeded expectations. And one of the teams that has is the Toronto Raptors. I mean, they're one of the top three teams in the league right now in the Eastern.
Yeah, absolutely. They're playing great ball. They happen to be here in London, where I live. So I've had a chance to watch them practice up close, and I interviewed their general manager, Masai Ujiri, who's a great man. And, you know, he was telling me about the whole sort of team philosophy. You know, unfortunately, the Raptors in their history, all their big-name players, Chris Bosh, Vince Carter, T-Mac, you know, they've all kind of departed just as they were hitting their peak. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this to him, and I said, look, you know, people complain, Toronto's cold, you know, it's got the reputation of being an expensive place and the taxes are high, et cetera. I said, what can you sell Toronto, you know, for the next core group of free agents? What can you sell them about Toronto? And he said, listen, the number one thing that attracts talent is winning. And so once, you know, we establish a winning culture here, then people will come. And I think, you know, that's absolutely what he's trying to do. And indeed, they're winning. I mean, they have an awesome fan base. If you remember just a couple of years ago, they played the Nets in the first round of the playoffs, and they were having these insane rallies outside of the Air Canada Center.
Yeah.
Like thousands and thousands of people would show up.
Yeah.
And this was for a first round playoff series. And I said, you know, what's going to happen if you guys ever make the finals? He was like, I'm telling you, it's just going to go nuts in Toronto.
Well, one of the guys that has helped to cultivate that winning culture, of course, is their head coach in Dwayne Casey. What are the general manager, what do you have to share about the leadership that Coach Casey is showing?
He's a huge fan, obviously. And they're part of the, you know, the core brain trust of the Raptors, which are, you know, it's a kind of a very international dynamic there. I mean, they're a Canadian team that plays in an American league, so they're kind of like a little bit like the outsiders, and I think that's kind of how they see themselves. Obviously, Masai, being originally Nigerian, also has a philosophy of trying to recruit talent from all over the world. I think they've got 6, 7, or 8 maybe international players if you include the Canadian guys. And I think Coach Casey knows how to bring all these different talents, different languages together. They've got Brazilians in there. I was speaking to one of the African players today. You know, obviously they've got Luis Scola, who's Spanish. They've got the Lithuanian guy who's the center. And, you know, not every coach is able to kind of, you know, tie up all these different cultures and backgrounds and stuff. Obviously, you know, San Antonio has done it for many years, and actually they've listed San Antonio as kind of their, you know, their benchmark. A tiny, you know, small market team, San Antonio, not flashy, doesn't have really all the tools of like Miami, New York, LA to attract free agents, but they win year in, year out. They're competitive.
The NBA trade deadline, it's a little over a month away. What kind of movement could we anticipate even with Toronto? I mean, what kind of players are they looking to bring on board to maybe take that next step?
They've definitely got some room under the cap. They're not one of the biggest spenders in the league. They're actually kind of in the bottom third, I think. You know, you never know with them. I mean, Masai is a great deal maker. He's unloaded a lot of kind of salaries, both when he was the GM in Denver. You know, when they made that colossal trade for they got rid of Carmelo Anthony and got 6 or 7 players from the Knicks, I think.
Yeah.
And then the first thing he did with the Raptors is again reshuffle and trade. I think it was Gallinari? No, sorry, Bellinelli, who's one of the Italian guys to the Knicks, which again was a big kind of crippling salary. So you never know. There's always stuff in the works. They could probably use another scorer because they're very solid on defense. So maybe you know, a solid kind of three-point shooter might be what they're looking for.
Hey, Motez Bashara with us a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, feature writer and contributor with CNN World Sports, of course, the author of Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan, a compelling read. Let's talk about the New York Knicks, because they have certainly played better this season. You think Carmelo Anthony, perhaps could there be some movement with this trade deadline? I mean, could you see him potentially go to Miami?
I really don't think so, somehow. I'm not sure Miami would pull the trigger on Carmelo. He's obviously a great talent and a great scorer. The only way I could see it is if maybe the Knicks got Dwayne Wade back, because I think their salaries match and they're kind of, you know, the scoring level when Wade is healthy is pretty similar. But I can't see why the Knicks would do that. I mean, Wade is kind of, you know, injury prone. And I think Carmelo and the Knicks, I think they're married to each other for the next few years, at the very least. They've kind of, you know, they gave him a huge contract. He seems to also be a slightly different player this year, and he's acquiesced, and he's pretty happy for Porzingis to get all this new attention, to get a lot more of the touches. And I like what I'm seeing in the Knicks. You know, last time we spoke, I said, look, the Knicks, they're going to have a pretty terrible season. And I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a 500 team. They're battling for the eighth seed in the playoffs. I totally didn't see that coming. And if you look at the roster list from top to bottom, it's not very impressive. You know, once you get Carmelo and Porzingis out of the way, it's really a bunch of role players. I do think, however, that they do have some room for a trade in Robin Lopez. Because although they just got him and he's fit in, he's making quite a lot of money for the kind of player he is. He's on a kind of almost $13 million salary and escalating. And I could see them probably trying to unload him, because he's the only really, aside from Carmelo, he's the only other big contract guy that they've got.
Just about another minute with Motez Bashara, Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, feature writer, contributor with CNN World Sports, and of course talking about Porzingis, I mean, posting some impressive stats. I mean, they booed him on draft night, hard to believe, 14-8, but he is becoming a big part of the Knicks' defensive identity and blocking shots.
He's just changed the team completely on both ends of the court. He's 7'3". He can go out and take three-pointers. So how on earth are you going to guard that guy? And then absolutely, defensively, he's like a Manute Bol kind of guy. Like you stand there, and if you're sloppy on the perimeter, I mean, you know you've got a guy who's 7'3", and only whatever he is, 20 years old, 19 years old, who's got the athletic ability to change a lot of the shots. I love what I'm seeing there from this kid, and he's completely changed the dynamic of the New York Knicks.
Motez, reach out to our audience across the nation. Where can they connect with you and check out some of your work? Because you have some amazing features and blogs out there. Very talented writer.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thanks, Alyssa. Well, you could obviously go on CNN.com. A lot of my features are on there. I'm on The Frugal Fan, which is my personal website. That's also my handle for Twitter. So I like to sometimes tweet out my stuff, but, you know, you can always just Google my name, Motez Bashara, and I'm out there.
And one of my favorite NBA features on fashion, Chris Bosh and LeBron James, Dressed to Impress. Way to go, Motez.
Thanks a lot, Alyssa. Always a pleasure.
Much more straight ahead tonight, hour number one, right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.